Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now the first round of results from our group journalism project, Are You Being Gouged? For the last week, we've been asking you to go to a local store and check the prices of three common items, milk, lettuce, and beer, and post them on our website. More than 200 of you have done it as we try to determine which stores and which neighborhoods make you the most likely to find yourself being gouged. Now we have some preliminary results, some analysis, and a follow-up assignment for some of you, if you are willing to accept it as the project continues. And with me first is our own crowdsourcing creative director, associate producer, Jim Colgan, who's been crunching the numbers. Hi, Jim.
Hi, Brian. And that's a made-up title, by the way.
It's a made-up title. It's not an official union title or something that the boss is. But to me, you are the crowdsourcing creative director. So what are you finding here?
So, and based on these first 100 results, as you said, we have some conclusions, I guess we could say. The most expensive, when you use the total, we're calling it the basket of goods, which is the combined milk, lettuce, and beer.
Three added together
is in Murray Hill in Manhattan. And that is a total of $14.78. It was a D'Agostino's in Murray Hill. And by the way, that person who reported that was surprised.
That's the single most expensive store for the three combined. How about the least expensive for the three combined?
So the least expensive in our area, explain why I'm clarifying that in a minute, was on the Lower East Side, and that was at Grand Street, and it was a store called A Fine Fare, and that was at $7.47.
$7.47 for a head of lettuce, a quart of milk, and a six-pack of beer.
That's right.
A Budweiser beer. And it looks to me, as I'm looking at your breakdowns here, the big difference was in the beer.
Yes, and we can explain, we have that broken down too. So in the beer, the most expensive was actually that same store in Murray Hill, which I guess is why it was so expensive, and that was at $10.99
for the six pack compared to $4.99 at the one on Grand Street. Funny, they're actually so close to each other when you think about it, right? East 35th Street and Grand Street. It's really just a handful of stops on the subway. The lettuce was $1.29 for the head of iceberg lettuce versus $2.29. And what was that about? These are the cheapest local prices?
That's right. I stress local because we did get a submission from Columbus, Ohio. And it wasn't that much different. Actually, the beer was the same at $4.99, but the total was $7.27, which is the lowest we've gotten out of that first 100.
Let's break out the individual highs and lows. Milk, I am shocked to see that somebody paid what for a quart of milk?
$2.59, they reported.
$2.59, and the cheapest 99 cents. So this, and funny enough, that expensive milk was also on the Lower East Side.
That's right. It wasn't the same store, but it was the same neighborhood. And so that person who went to the Lower East Side, it might have been worth the trip to go to Nutley, New Jersey to buy their same quart of milk for 99 cents.
Nutley, New Jersey had the 99 cent quart of milk. That was 437 Franklin Avenue in Nutley compared to 120 Essex Street, where you could get that $2.59 quart of milk in Manhattan. Let's see, real quick, the beer, because this had the real big spread.
That's right. And as we were saying, it was kind of the same as the totals. It was that, you know, that was that weighted towards beer. And the most expensive was that store in Murray Hill, the D'Agostino, for $10.99. The least expensive was $4.99 in the Lower East Side. But someone posted from Shea Stadium saying it cost them $40.50 for the equivalent of a six-pack.
If you bought six cans of beer or the equivalent at Shea Stadium, it's very difficult. Bottles. It's very difficult to mention Shea Stadium today, especially to give it another knock or a knock on the experience there. But I guess that's how you drown your sorrows if you're a Mets fan this morning. You go and buy six beers.
And you spend $40.
$40. Well, let's see. Did you break this out at all by deli versus supermarket? Because I'm sure that's one thing people are thinking. Well, you know, obviously a convenience store is going to be more expensive than a supermarket by and large. Did it work out that way?
Well, it did. And here's how we broke it down. So the total, the most expensive, the total basket of goods, again, that's a combined milk, lettuce and beer, what in terms of delis was $12.92 was the most expensive. And that was in the East Village. It was a place called East Village Farms there, someone reported. And the least expensive out of all the delis was $8.47. And that was in Kensington, Brooklyn. And then you could compare that to the supermarkets. The most expensive was $8.87 compared to the most expensive deli, almost $13. And the least expensive there was $7.47. So you could see there's less disparity, really, among the supermarkets. There's more disparity among within the delis.
These were, by the way, Golden Farms at Church and East 4th in Kensington, East Village Farms in the East Village 4th Street and 2nd Avenue, the supermarkets, most expensive supermarket, the ShopRite in Bloomfield, New Jersey on Broad Street, $8.87 for the three-item basket. The cheapest, back to the Lower East Side, which seems to have a lot of both highs and lows.
It does.
The Fine Fare there on Grand Street with a $7.47 supermarket basket. So only about $1.40 spread from the highest and lowest supermarket price on the three items combined. That's kind of interesting.
That's right, yeah.
Let's bring in another guest, actually a couple of guests, to talk a little bit about what these numbers mean. And then, Jim, I'll bring you back to explain part two of our group journalism project assignment for some of you. With us also now is Rebecca Flournoy, Associate Director of the Group Policy Link, and Tracy Shelton, Consumer Attorney at the New York Public Interest Research Group. Welcome, both of you, to WNYC. Hello.
Hello.
So, Tracy Shelton, are you at all surprised by the numbers? And what's your interest in pricing at NYPIRC?
Our interest in pricing, and for me as a consumer attorney who's worked on consumer issues for 10 years, is fairness, consumers getting a fair shake, prices that don't gouge, prices that are reasonable, and keeping them that way. For consumers.
Mm-hmm. And do you have issues in the New York area?
Well, the disparity obviously shows you that some consumers are being gouged, that these prices, at least at some stores, are being set higher than they need to be, higher than what is reasonable, because there wouldn't be such a disparity if that wasn't so, and especially when they're even in nearby neighborhoods where if they were going to say, oh, well, the cost of doing business in this particular neighborhood is so much more than in this one, and so we have to raise the prices, although I don't agree with that as a consumer advocate, but if that were even the argument, that one's wiped away when you're talking about very nearby locales having such a disparity in price. I mean, there's no real valid reason for that other than, that it's really being unfair and predatory to the people who shop there.
And Rebecca Flournoy, you're in California, and you're looking at this on a national policy level?
That's correct. And I would have to add that I wasn't surprised to hear that the prices were less expensive in your larger supermarkets rather than your sort of smaller delis and corner stores. PolicyLink has really looked at this issue with a focus on low-income communities and ensuring that low-income communities have access to affordable, high-quality, healthy food.
So since we found that there's a marked difference between convenience stores and supermarkets, on the one hand, we can write that off and say, well, sure, convenience stores are these little mom-and-pop-owned places, and they don't get the quantity break that supermarket chains get and things like that. And so, of course, the prices would be higher. On the other hand, supermarkets often tend to shun low-income urban neighborhoods. So there becomes a real issue of policy and not just convenience.
Absolutely. Excellent points. And PolicyLink developed a report called Healthy Food, Healthy Communities that looks at this very issue. And we highlight a number of different ways that communities across the country have dealt with this, in some cases by figuring out ways to attract grocery stores to communities, in other cases looking at existing corner stores and ways to improve those stores. And then folks have also done things like looking at farmers markets and other options. And I think the point you make about policy being really key is very important, because while a few communities here and there have been able to do this on their own, really the support of government can just take it so much further.
What about a New York example of that from NYPIRG, Tracy?
What I would just say is that what is being said is also true for poor communities, not just with supermarkets shunning them, but with banks shunning them. So
sure.
In a number of ways, I mean, the poor pay more. You know, they end up not being able to use banks, not having those conveniently located in their neighborhoods and having to use check cashing services and other sort of quasi-banking services that are far more expensive. And this is sort of the same thing with the supermarkets and those not being readily available. So then they have to go to the delis where they also pay more. And so it is a pervasive problem, and I think you particularly see it in New York City. In terms of policy and what to do about that and how to fix that, you know, there are a number of efforts to try to make it appealing for banks and for supermarkets to set up in mm-hmm. areas where there are not that many. I mean, we've done grids and maps and things for banks, for instance, of where they're located and where they're not located, and it's shocking. The data's all there. The information's
right.
all there.
Rebecca,
it's just a matter of fixing it.
We're going to run out of time soon. Just give me very briefly one example of what you said is a way to make it attractive for supermarkets to locate.
You know, there's one wonderful example that was done in Pennsylvania. It's called the Fresh Food Financing Initiative. And in this case, the state put in a small amount of money that was then matched by banks that were trying to get money for Community Reinvestment Act credit and other private sources. For every dollar the state put in, they got $3 mm-hmm. in private sources. And they were able to use this money to do some work to help attract grocery stores, things like making sure that land is available, also helping improve existing stores so that they can better serve communities. And so California's actually been working to replicate this policy. And it's also just going to mention, for more information on these types of issues, folks can check out the PolicyLink website, which is www.policylink.org.
So Rebecca Flournoy from PolicyLink and Tracy Shelton from NYPIRG, thank you both for coming on with us.
Thank you.
And now we have that follow-up assignment for some of you. The next step in mobilizing you as an army of reporters, we want you to go outside your own neighborhood and check the prices in a store in some neighborhoods that haven't checked in at all. And we think it'll be interesting to compare. So we're asking you to go to any store in one of the following neighborhoods: Flushing or Forest Hills in Queens, East New York, or Coney Island in Brooklyn. You've looked to answer the question, are you being gouged? Now, who among you is ready to take a trip to determine if other people are being gouged? So if you are willing, go to Flushing or Forest Hills in Queens, which haven't checked in, East New York, or Coney Island in Brooklyn, and the same rules apply. Just check the prices. A quart of regular non-organic whole milk, a head of iceberg lettuce, and a six-pack of Bud in 12-ounce bottles to help us determine, are you being gouged, and are other people being gouged? You don't have to buy the items.
That's
Jim?
That's right, yeah. And, you know, one thing just in the context of that discussion is just to show some of the value of this. A lot of it is just about awareness. Like, we're highlighting that the prices do range within the same neighborhood. So just the act of going out and being aware of these is, you know, really sort of helps people, sort of when you're armed with that information. And I think we have time just to read through some of the comments
we
that we've had.
30 seconds.
Okay, so we were also asked people to, you know, to just say how they felt about it. One person, Murray Hill, said they were shocked. Someone in Jackson Heights, interestingly, said, after buying organic for so long, it almost made me want to switch back, because we're asking them to buy regular non-organic milk. So they said, based on the price, it made them think twice and maybe switch back. Someone else said, all food has gone up considerably in the last year. It's awful. And they based on their exercise here. Then that person in Columbus, Ohio, we talked to, it said, I knew rent was cheaper here in Columbus, but you guys are getting seriously ripped off for beer in New York City.
So our crowdsourcing creative director, Jim Colgan, on the spot. Our Are You Being Gouged project continues. For more information, go